This is Archer of Archer.com, and it was time to do another podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2009. Now, I decided to do a podcast tonight because I was, of course, perusing the blogs, and I saw on Kim Beaver's Lodge, she posted a picture of me. My chair is making all that noise. Do you hear that? That's my chair making that noise. Anyway, Kim Beaver posted on her blog a picture. She put my head on somebody else's body. And she used the picture that I posted on my blog of when I used one of the effects in Photo Booth. And she stuck my head on someone with a t-shirt that says, I don't want to, you can't make me, I'm retired. And she, well, you can go over there and see it, but she says, I'm so glad that Archer, despite of his well-earned retirement, still puts out a show now and then. Of course, we all miss the daily shows, but alas, we have to take what we can get. It says, did you notice the podcasting is not the only thing that has changed? Obviously, Archer has lost his infatuation with plaid. I thought it was genetic. Because the t-shirt is just plain blue with white writing on it. Anyway, just had to mention that. This chair is driving me crazy, making all that noise. Now, I actually did have a purpose to this podcast, besides the fact that I haven't podcasted for, I don't know, when's the last time I posted a podcast? 1002 was, last Thursday, the 17th, so not that long ago. That's not bad. Since then, I posted a video. I did some video with the iPod Nano at the boyfriend's house trying to check out the low light, and most of you saw that probably. But anyway, the thing that convinced me or made me want to do a podcast tonight was I was on the Huffington Post on, huffingtonpost.com, and I saw this thing, headline that says, Watch Kirk Cameron, 80s sitcom star turned evangelical, hatches plot to subvert Darwin anniversary. And of course, I click on the link because I used to actually think Kirk Cameron was hot when he was on that show. What was it called? Growing Pains, yeah. So anyway, I was checking this out, and turns out that Kirk Cameron is now this, well, I already knew this. This isn't anything new to me. He is this crazy religious right evangelical preacher, douchebag, idiot. And turns out that he and his partner, I don't know what this guy's name is. I don't know what his name is. Anyway, they are producing a version of The Origin of Species by Darwin that has a 50-page introduction that basically tears Darwin's theories apart and talks about all this other crap. Anyway, if you watch the video, you'll literally want to throw up. I watched it and I thought I was just going to barf. But the funny thing is that they're on the Huffington Post, on that post on Huffington Post, which I know is a lot to say, they posted the reaction from a woman who, I don't know who she is, but she's kind of like, remember that crazy birther lady, Orly Tates, who has this accent who was trying to, prove that Obama wasn't born in the United States? Well, anyway, there's a lady, I don't know what her name is either, but she put out a video response to Kirk Cameron's video, and that's the one I'm actually going to insert here for you to listen to. It's about 6 minutes long. But she talks, and then she plays some of the video, and then she talks about it, and then she plays some of the video. But anyway, the woman is clearly intelligent, but her accent sometimes is hard to understand, so I'm just warning you ahead of time. Listen carefully, because she goes from her talking to back to the video with Kirk Cameron talking. It goes back and forth. So, excuse me. Oh, did you hear that? I burped and went, oh, just like Big Fatty. Anyway. So if you're not even interested in this, I'll just fast forward. But I want you to, for those of you who are at all interested in the crazy religious right and the origin of species. Because the 150th anniversary is coming in November. I think it's November 22nd, since it was, it's Darwin Day is on November 22nd. Anyway, so listen to this. It's about 6 minutes long, and if you don't want to hear it, just fast forward through it. But I found it very interesting, so you might too. So listen to this.
Hey there. So guess what?
On Thursday, November 19th, just a few days before the 150th anniversary of the book, 50,000 copies of this special publication will be freely given out at those top 50 universities. This is a beautiful 304-page, full-color cover edition of Darwin's famous Origin of Species book that will be given away free on the 150th anniversary of the book. So who isn't going to take it and say, thank you very much?
In case you haven't heard about this, a very special publication of The Origin of Species will be given away for free. And what I mean by special is that it's gonna have a 50-page introduction to it, written by yours truly, Ray Comfort, the banana guy, or more recently known as Thunderfoot's bitch. He, along with his boy toy Kirk Cameron, made a little video promoting it.
Are you concerned about what's happening to our country? One by one, we're being stripped of our God-given liberties.
Your God-given liberties, Kirk, are not given by God, but by other people. That's why when you need to know what liberties you have, you don't open the Bible, you open the Constitution.
Our kids can no longer pray in public. They can no longer freely open a Bible in school.
You're a lying snake. In your country, the kids are very much allowed to pray and open Bibles in school. The thing is, they are not forced to do so. And you obviously have a big problem with that, snake.
The Ten Commandments are no longer allowed to be displayed in public places.
Bullshit. They can obviously be displayed on public places, and that's why you find them everywhere, from churches to bus stops, because you rats are displaying them everywhere you can. But you cannot display them on government properties, just like you can't display the Weekend Read on government properties. But you're not pleading for that, are you?
And the Gideons are not even allowed to give away Bibles in schools.
How about the Quran being given away in schools? Are you down with that?
Did you know that a recent study revealed that in the top 50 universities in our country, in the fields of psychology and biology, 61% of the professors describe themselves as atheists or agnostics? That's 61%. No wonder atheism has doubled in the last 20 years among 19 to 25-year-olds.
Oh my God, the evil education! It makes kids use reason and logic. We can't have that in schools.
An entire generation is being brainwashed by atheistic evolution without even hearing the alternative. And it's radically changing the culture of our nation.
What you actually want to say is that your nation is no longer brainwashed in schools into believing in your personal deity. That's terrible, Kirk. Just terrible. But let's cut through the bullshit and see what this is really all about.
Now, when my friend Ray Comfort heard about this, he actually wrote a 50-page introduction for the book, which gives the history of evolution, a timeline of Darwin's life, Adolf Hitler's undeniable connection with the theory, Darwin's racism, his disdain for women, and Darwin's thoughts on the existence of God, and put them in the book. It also lists the theory's many hoaxes.
I'm not even gonna try to refute any of those claims, because even if every single word of it was true, which is not, this has nothing to do with The Origin of Species, the book. But here's an idea. Why not some popular atheists like Richard Dawkins would start giving away free Bibles? But not just like that. A special edition with a 50-page introduction to it, in which he would include, I don't know, like Adolf Hitler's undeniable connection with Christianity. The history of hundreds of years of women oppression justified by the Bible. Same thing with racism justified by the Bible. Also, the historical atrocities like the Inquisition, the Crusades, the witch hunts, all done in the name of your Lord. The various hoaxes of Christianity. A short presentation of all the scientific horseshit derived from the Bible. You know, the flat earth theory, the earth being the center of the universe, this kind of stuff. Now take all this and put it as an introduction to the Bible. Would that be okay with you, Kirk?
It exposes the unscientific belief that nothing created everything.
How many times do we have to repeat this? First point, the theory of evolution is biology, has nothing to do with the origins of the universe, which is cosmology. Nothing to do with each other. Second point, scientists don't believe that everything came from nothing. That's what you people believe, that God made everything from nothing just by wishing it into existence, by magic.
It points to the incredible structure of DNA.
You are really talking about DNA. DNA, the discovery of which was perfectly 100% compatible with the theory of evolution.
And the absence of any species-to-species transitional forms actually found in the fossil record.
Every single piece of fossil ever found is a transitional form from something to something else. You ignorant moron! I've heard people talking about boycotting this and protesting it somehow, and I have to say that my first reaction watching their video went like so. But then after actually reading the 50 pages of garbage that I will link in the sidebar, my reactions were sort of mixed up. First I was hella pissed off, but then I realized that this could actually be funny, if it wasn't so sad. So anyway, on November 19, Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort,
along with his banana,
will be giving out free copies of this. My suggestion is don't protest it, just take as many copies as you can, you know, take for your family, take for your friends, just toss out the 50 pages of shit. As far as I can see, it's a win-win situation. On one hand, you get a free, brand new, shiny copy of The Origin of Species. On the other hand, you can just donate the 50 pages. I'm sure there are some very poor people in your country who cannot afford to buy toilet paper. Peace out.
Okay, wasn't that crazy? I mean, that woman, granted her accent and all, but she makes some very good points. I like what she has to say. Kirk Cameron is, oh my God, the guy has turned into an absolute idiot. So anyway, I was so moved to post his video on my Facebook page, and I added the line, I continue to be amazed at the level of ignorance and stupidity of people on the religious right. They lack reason and scientific thought. It's so sad. Of course, you know, I post these things on my Facebook page to get others, you know, riled up and excited, and, you know, especially those who are on the religious right, like that one Republican idiot friend I have on there, because he will definitely respond, because he's definitely a, what's the thing? I can't even think of it now. Of course, I'm sounding like Big Fatty. Not the, you know, the whole people who believe the Earth is only 6,000 years old and that God designed it. Oh, intelligent design. Yeah. He probably loves Kirk Cameron and his whole crap that he does. Uh-oh, there he is. Actually, he's on Facebook right now, so let's see if he responds or, you know, does anything. Well, not that I'm going to sit here and listen to it, but anyway, so that was that. Moving along, I do have a voicemail. I cannot for the life of me remember who it's from because it actually came in last week. I think it's from one of my listeners who is encouraging me to sorry, I'm getting distracted by Kelly Osbourne on Dancing with the Tards. Anyway, it's from one of my listeners who is encouraging me to get back to podcasting more often, like group shows and stuff. I wish I knew who it was. So anyway, listen to this. Yes, the voicemail line still works, so listen to this.
Hey, Archer, this is Frank from Boston. I'm a longtime listener to your podcast, and I'm going through withdrawals. Gosh, I've listened to your podcast for a couple years now, and love your solo podcast, love the group cast, and it's sad that your podcast is off the air, and that's what's sort of prompting me to get off my ass and reaching out and saying I really appreciated your podcast and really enjoyed them, and I hope you get back doing it again real soon. So that's my two cents, so please reconsider. We all miss you. Bye.
Yes, it was from Frank from Boston. Thank you, Frank. Yes, I'm still podcasting from time to time, as you are now hearing. I'm not going to do the group shows anymore. Arthur is taking over the my time slot, and I have to say he did very well last Thursday. I was listening to it live, and I was in the chat room, and he did a great job, and I'm looking forward to maybe eventually being on his group shows. I thought that was really cool. So good job, Arthur. So anyway, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it very much for the phone call. And I encourage, of course, others to call the voicemail line, too. And the only other thing I'll tell you is that tomorrow night is back to school night. And back to school night is where the parents come to school and they get to see the kids' classroom. They get to listen to teachers talk about the classroom and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I always stop the parents in their tracks the minute they come in and say, this is not a conference time for you to talk about your kid. This is a generic time for you to find out about how the classrooms run, what goes on in the classroom, and so forth. So that's always a good thing because they end up not bugging me then. And also, I show a video that's 10 minutes long of all the kids, you know, going to PE, going to music, going to lunch, all these different things, and the parents absolutely love that. So I'm hoping it will go well, but I hate it. I hate back to school night. I hate talking to the parents because parents are assholes. No offense, Freddie, if you're still listening, because you're not. Just the parents in my area. Anyway, well, boys and girls, that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the video, audio from the video about the Kirk Cameron thing, because that's needs to be exposed. So, yeah, that's all I have for today. I don't know if I'm going to podcast again this week. I just don't know. The boyfriend and I are going to harvest grapes at Grey Ghost Winery this weekend. His parents came in town today, so they're going to be busy. So I don't know if I'm going to podcast. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thank you for all the comments. I appreciate all the comments you guys leave on the website. I really do appreciate it. So, yeah, that's all. So until next time, boys and girls, bye. I should raise